name is Stefano Zanero. I'm an assistant professor at Politecnico di Milano, Italy's largest school of engineering. And today I will be speaking about tracking domain generation algorithms and automatically generated domains from passive DNS data. Our research focused on identifying a new method to gather intelligence from a source that is actually pretty easily available to researchers, which is passive DNS data. Passive DNS data records resolutions of domains aggregated from different sources. And the technical characteristic of passive DNS data is that it doesn't collect client information, so it doesn't entail privacy risks to share passive DNS data with researchers, which is why we have access to that data set. Domain generation algorithms, instead, are particular type of algorithms that botnets use for rallying, so for contacting the command and control center. These have been introduced by malware authors because they make it easy for them to create an infrastructure that is resilient to takedowns. For instance, the domain generation algorithm can pick every day the trending topics of Twitter in some categories or in some nations, and on the basis of that seed, compute a list of, say, several tens of thousands domains that are automatically generated strings, random-like strings, and try to connect to all of those. The bot master only needs to register one of these and is sure that any of his creatures will be able to reach that domain, and every day these domains will change according to an unpredictable pattern. So even if the anti-malware researchers like us reverse the domain generation algorithm, every day we will still have to sinkhole 50,000, hundreds of thousands of domains. And this is evidently difficult to do and unfeasible. So we focused on how do we track when domain generation algorithms enter the market. So when a malware author has modified their domain generation algorithm, so any type of preventive measures that we put in place do not work anymore. In order to do that, there's already some approaches, but most of these approaches make use of client DNS data. They make use of the fact that, obviously, if a machine is infected with this type of malware, every day they will try to resolve tens of thousands of domains before hitting the right one. So basically, what previous researchers did was to look at machines that were generating a flow of unresolvable domains, because it's very difficult that someone today types and mistakes domains tens of thousands of times per day, right? So these machines would be easy to identify, but only if you have access to the caching DNS data that contains the client IP information, which is okay for internet service provider deployments, but it's not okay for researchers because we don't get that data. So we basically focused on the linguistic features that characterize these domains. Our system starts from a list of domains that have been associated historically with malicious activities that we get from other domain reputation systems, such as Exposure. And we process those domains, trying to figure out which ones are automatically generated. Then, based on several features, some linguistic, or based on the IP addresses these domains resolve to, we cluster them according to the botnet they likely belong to. Once we have these clusters, we can go through all of the passive DNS data for a long period of time and automatically associate those DNS resolutions that look like those that have created these clusters. And basically, we can look at all this stream of data and see new automatically generated domains and new domain generation algorithms popping up as soon as they are released. And all of this can be done by just looking in an unsupervised manner to data that does not have any descriptive characteristics. So basically, the system that we have created is an information gathering and intelligence system that can give us an insight whenever a new domain generation algorithm is released. It is important to note that this is not, strictly speaking, only restricted to botnets. Botnets are the most common user of domain generation algorithms and automatically generated domains. But if tomorrow someone else will use the same type of algorithms for some other malicious purpose, then we can use this very same approach to track those systems. Actually, the very same system that we have already deployed and that we will shortly be opening up for access by vetted, trusted researchers will be usable for that without any change, because it actually focuses on the idea of automatically generated domains and not on the specific fact that they are generated by botnets.